It's a Bill King show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Let's go. Yeah, let's do this. Monday edition. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Yeah, I hope you did. It was a good solid weekend. A lot of hoop. I have watched more hoop this weekend than easily I did the rest of the regular season or whatever. Yeah. And it's been fun. It's chalky. We'll get into all that. It's been chalky. But it's been good hoop. The only bad hoop that I have seen is Duke weaseling out of that Central Florida game and winning it. I don't know how they did that. Well, I watched it. I do know how they did it, but still didn't make me happy. Yeah. Johnny Dawkins and Central Florida got robbed by the officials. Here's the other thing. How was John Higgins officiating a North Carolina game? Now, they dominated, so it wouldn't have mattered. I'm not suggesting that. But what's up with that? I'd be like Anthony Jordan officiating, well, for an opposite reason, a Tennessee game or an LSU game. For the same reasons. Anyways. I know. Is that confusing? I didn't mean it to be. 888-702-5494 if you do want to get in. 888-702-5494 on Twitter at Bill is King. And if you do want to email me, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. That's how you connect up in the various ways. I got a few messages from you folks over the weekend. When Tennessee was up 25 on Hawkeye Jason's team, Iowa, in the first half, they're up 25. Next thing you know, they totally go 180 in the second half. Iowa comes back, and the thing goes to overtime. Regular season Rick is up 25 in the first half. It is domination. Any way you can dominate an opponent, Tennessee is doing it. Next thing you know, they're fighting for their lives. And it's in overtime. Now, they pretty much controlled overtime and advanced, but I was thinking, and I got messages from many of you folks, can you imagine the Cosby Cattleman's call if regular season Rick blew that round of 32 game? Yeah, that's what you folks were saying to me. Can you imagine? Now, they pulled it out. Hey, that took some guts because the momentum was not on their side. So it takes senior leadership like Grant Williams to take control there, which he did, and to say, hey, guys, I got this. Everybody chill. Take a chill pill, everybody. We're good. We will advance. And they did. Good for them. They get Purdue, And I was looking at the numbers. Tennessee is a 1-point favorite over Purdue right now. Now, it's early. We've got plenty of time to watch how the betting public moves that number around. But right now, Vols are a 1-point favorite. Matter of fact, looking at it, I know Kentucky is about a 2.5-point favorite over Houston. That was a tough ball game for the Cats against Wofford. And they're doing it without P.J. Washington, who's got an ankle issue. I know Auburn is a 5-point dog to North Carolina. Now, Auburn is playing the first game, of course, was a tough one with New Mexico State. Second game was a blowout. Auburn looked fantastic. If there's anything right with the world, Auburn beats North Carolina. Although I'll say this, as much as I hate to say what I'm about to say, you got to understand, I do not want to say what I'm about to say. I thought North Carolina, just based on the round of 32 games, and I know that's not the determining end game, but North Carolina, over the weekend now, was the best team I saw. Duke, any other team you want to point to. Best team I saw was North Carolina. Now, I don't know if that's because Washington sucks or what, but they're impressive. And I don't want to say that because I don't want North Carolina or Duke to win another game. And I sat there and watched Duke play Central Florida, and I swear to God, you're up 4, everybody. Why do you have to have an alley-oop dunk when you've got possession of the ball and you've got the game almost pretty much in hand? Why do you have to do that? And then, of course, the officials swallow their whistle while Zion Williamson is running through people like he's an Alabama running back. Why does that have to happen? Those mother bleepers are the most fortunate folks in the world. God. And then the ball twice there at the end. The ball could have gone in, and of course it rims out. Because it's due. You got to be kidding me. Is anybody more privileged than Duke? Basketball privilege than Duke? The answer is no. I swear. So many ways to get beat in that ball game, and somehow they pull it out, right? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What else did you see this weekend? Yeah, it's all chalky. The round of 32 was real chalky. If you were betting the favorites, you did pretty good. Yeah. You know what? I was under the grandiose illusion that Washington could play with North Carolina, which was obviously not the case. What was that, a 25-point game? 23, 25 points? Total domination. Now, I have it. Look, it's not like I've watched a lot of Washington basketball, and I'm assuming you haven't either. So maybe I didn't know what I was getting into there. I really thought North Carolina and Washington would be a game, and it was. No, it was destruction from the beginning. The Heels dominated from the very beginning of that ball game. But I thought it would be a good one. Auburn looked fantastic. How about LSU and Maryland? And Waters with the play there at the end of the game to win it. That was a nice-looking ball game. Yeah, Auburn dominating. Here is my question. I think I know the answer. How many of you can pull for Auburn? I know Alabama fans probably can't. But how many of you out there are going to pull for North Carolina over, North Carolina over Auburn? That's my question this morning. 888-702-5494 and on Twitter at Bill is King, if you do want to check in. On Twitter at Bill is King, if you do want to check in today. We got a lot to get into with the basketball tournament. And I'll pull up, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull up the odds here in a second, too. I'll pull up the odds and we'll get into it. I had a few of them memorized because I was looking at it before the show this morning, but there's some that I'm not going to remember. We'll get into those as well. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Get on the list. Yeah, get on the list, like a lot of folks. Clay up in Smyrna. We got to get by his house this week. Clay, I will get hold of you. Yeah, I'm not sure what day that's going to be yet, but we'll get hold of you for that. 615-293-0722. It is termite swarming season. If that is an issue, give us a call. You're going to love the pricing. You're going to love the job that's done. You're going to love the customer relations. All of the above. 615-293-0722. Let's get the first break here. Just getting started. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash with injuries on 13th and Broadway, just at the spot where you get onto George L. Davis Boulevard. Also in town, a collision on 7th and Union near the Military Museum. A crash on I-24 West, dealing with a crash at the on-ramp to 440 near Whitsitt Park. ICU Security specializes in streaming live video. See what they can do for you. Log on to ICUSecurityInc.com. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey, man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-204-0145 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-204-0145 to take your call now. Call 800-204-0145. That's 800-201-0145. Again, 800-204-0145.
Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio. Captain Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck Talk Nashville Predators Hockey. Every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at RedneckNation.com or on Twitter at Redneck Nation. That's Redneck Nation Radio. Every game day morning at 5. Right here on the station for Hockey Trench Warfare, Nashville Sports Radio. Bill King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Hope you had a good weekend, everybody. 888-702-5494. Bandy Joe, what is up, sir?
Not much. How you doing there, Bill?
I'm good.
Good. Well, it happened, just like I said.
What? Oh, yeah, you were right. I was a doubter. Yeah, you and Coach Marshall and a couple of other Vandy fans told me, I'm telling you, this isn't over. They are probably going to get rid of the coach at Vanderbilt, and I didn't believe. I didn't think they'd do it.
Well, I got to give Malcolm Turner some props. He did the right thing. Although people like Tim Brando and Jeff Goodman and all those yahoos that know absolutely nothing about the program are bashing him for what they did, he stepped up and did the right thing.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. It's an amazing thing watching Twitter. The national media, and I don't know if it's a total consensus, but it seems to be, is really on Vanderbilt for making a move with Bryce Drew. They think that it's shameful and that it's too early and that he didn't have enough of a chance and all of that, which I totally disagree with him.
Well, I mean, look, who would have ever thought that Vanderbilt would now be a football school?
Right.
5 years ago, would you have thought Vanderbilt would have been a football school?
No.
No.
Never.
Not in your wildest dreams. But their basketball program has, the last two seasons, had set a record for losses last year and then topped it this year.
Correct.
So nobody will ever beat what Vanderbilt did this year in SEC history unless they play more than 18 games in a conference year. They'll tie it. That's the best they can do.
When was the last team to go for 0 for the league? It was in the 60s, right?
Actually, it was in the 50s. It was Georgia Tech, 1953-54.
That's right. You told me that before. So we're talking about a team that is no longer even in the league.
Correct.
And this was 70 years ago or whatever.
Right. And they only played, I believe, if I remember correctly, 12 conference games then.
Right. I know.
So this is so epically bad, it's not even funny. And look, forget the Garland situation. It was after he was gone that there was no improvement at all. None. In fact, they regressed mightily the rest of the season. Now, who do you think will be their next coach? You may have seen him last night in the Duke basketball game. UCF.
Oh, Johnny Dawkins?
Yes, I would not be surprised if he's not in serious contention.
Wow. Well, that was impressive last night. They got robbed, of course,
yes,
as well.
Yes, they did. I didn't, unfortunately, I couldn't see it because I don't have cable right now because some yahoo cut my cable cord.
I've had that happen twice in the last couple of months.
That's no fun, is it?
No.
You're going nuts.
Right.
Now, as far as Tennessee's concerned, they're going down in the next round. They've been very fortunate twice in the tournament. As you said, regular season, Rick.
Yep.
He's showing his colors. They're going to go down. They can tempt fate once, not twice. But the third time, I think they're going to go down in flames because Purdue, if they bring their game like they have the first two rounds,
right,
it's over. It's over. They got too. They got too much size for them. I just think they'll take them down. So, I won't. Although I've got deep into my bracket, I was really irritated when I heard UCF lost the way they lost.
I know. It was unbelievable. And they had two shots at the end, particularly the putback, that literally all but went in and then just kind of rimmed out. Unbelievable.
Well, like you said, the gods are keeping Duke in the tournament for a reason. So maybe there's going to be an epic flame out before it's over with.
I'll give you a play that you missed. It's about a minute, and I'm estimating here, about a minute and 20 to go. UCF is up four, UCF.
Mm-hmm.
And Duke misses a shot. UCF takes off on a fast break. And instead of possessing the ball and backing it out and running some clock, they throw an alley-oop dunk, which was a makeable play, and the guy hits the back rim on it, okay?
Ooh.
And that would have put them up six, but they still had possession if they would have just held the ball. Well, of course, Duke gets it, goes the other way, and scores. It was just ridiculous. It was absolutely ridiculous. How lucky they are.
I guess they wanted Taco to put the enchilada on the end of it.
Well,
and they got a little bit too greedy, maybe.
Well, and it wasn't even to him. And then, of course, they fouled him out.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It just the fix is in with Duke. There's no question.
Hey, I'm not gonna look Duke in North Carolina. Don't get me started. I'm like you. I'd just like to see him at North Carolina. I'll be on probation for life. So
I know. Yeah, I know.
We'll just leave it at that. Have a good one, Bill.
All right, Joe. Appreciate you, man. I'm just saying. So I threw it up on Twitter. SEC fans, are you pulling for North Carolina over Auburn? Because I'm not. And David Fox says he's not. Bama Willie, a Bama fan, isn't either. Yeah, I know some Bama fans. I'm just saying some Bama fans aren't going to be able to do it. But tell you what, love me some Bruce now. Auburn, wow. Auburn was impressive. Let me get Jude in here next. What's up, Jude?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Hey, listen, I'm a little bit confused here. When did Vanderbilt become either basketball or football schools? I believe in the 15 years I've been here, they're a baseball college.
Or bowling.
How do you become a football school and you barely make it 50-50, you know, 500 for the last several years?
Either they're a football school or it says something about how bad the basketball is. How about that?
Well, that's exactly what it is. But right now Vanderbilt's a baseball school. But real quick, and I'll hang up. Hey, man, we got to have four SEC teams in the Elite Eight, half of them. Wouldn't that be something?
That would be sweet. Now, I don't know what the survivability odds are. I'm going to pull up the odds here in a second. I've got them. And we'll see what the odds look like. I know Auburn is a 5-point underdog to North Carolina. I know that. Kentucky's favorite over Houston. And I need to look at the others.
Well, I think Purdue will probably beat Tennessee. And I think Kentucky's going to have their hands full with Houston. Who does LSU play?
LSU plays, and I got it, Michigan State. They get Sparty. That's a tough matchup.
Well, they're all winnable. All four teams can win. But Houston's the sleeper. I even Charles Barkley said that.
Yeah.
I don't know about Houston after tonight. And but I don't know, man. All these teams, one game they play very well. The next game, you know, who are these guys, you know? It's really an open field, more so than I've ever seen it.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, I think it's open, although I was very impressed with North Carolina. Now, I don't know much. I didn't get to see Washington much this year, so I couldn't tell you. But North Carolina looked like the best team to me.
They did, but they're subject to have a bad game, too. I tell you what, that's why the small schools have been so strong this year. It's the 3 points. The three-point shot has just completely changed basketball. There's no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's messed up the pro game, too, actually. But anyway, have a good day. God bless.
All right, bud. Yeah, we'll pull up the matter of fact, let's do it right now. I've got it. And let me find it here. Okay. Purdue and the Vols. Regular season, Rick, is favored by one over Purdue. Regular season, Rick, gave up a 25-point lead over the weekend. Now, again, give them credit. They pulled it out. They gave up. Can you imagine the Cosby Cattleman's call if Tennessee would have lost that game to Iowa? A 25-point lead. Virginia is favored by 7.5. They look good. Over Oregon. Yeah, they look good in that Oklahoma game. Gonzaga favored by 7 over Florida State. Florida State's looking good, too. Texas Tech and Michigan, Maize and Blue favored by 2. And then the Friday night games, LSU, Michigan State, Sparty favored by 5.5 over LSU. Maryland-LSU game was an exciting finish. Duke is favored by 7.5 over what might well be the next Texas A&M coach, Buzz Williams. Kentucky favored by 2.5 over Houston. And North Carolina minus 5 against War Damn Eagle. So that's what I've got. Those are the elite eight numbers that I've got right here. 888-702-5494. Let's get the bottom of the hour right here. We're brought to you by, as you well know, the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Rex in town with injuries on 13th and Broadway and on 7th and Union near the Military Museum. A crash on 24 West at the on-ramp to 440 and Rex on 40 West near Broadway and in the Hermitage around Spence Lane. Furniture Wholesale Plus has a new location at 4404 Lebanon Pike. Celebrate the big opening April 1st. Five-star service with five-star savings. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Knowledge is power in dealing with Alzheimer's disease. On Tuesday, April 23rd, the Alzheimer's Foundation of America's Educating America Tour stops in Nashville. The Alzheimer's Educational Conference will provide information about brain health, caregiving, support services, and more. Pre-memory screenings will also be offered at the conference, which takes place from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Country Music Hall of Fame, 225 Fifth Avenue South. To learn more or register for the free Alzheimer's Educational Program, call the Alzheimer's Foundation of America at 866-232-8484 or visit alzfdn.org.
Do you have $10,000 or more in outstanding federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. If you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956.
Happy New Gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover, and G410 Plus driver, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely, Nashville Hotel.
Nashville Hotel. Yeah, the stream is down. I'm hearing from a lot of you folks. We're on it. This happened. We had a really good run there. We got all the way through football, and it did not go down then. But we've had a couple of them. The last time actually was when we were at the Southern a couple of Fridays ago. So we'll either reboot in the break or call down to the ATL. We also have people in Atlanta. I don't know, but we'll work on it here. 888-702-5494. And again, remember, on Twitter, @BillSKing. Yeah, Rob, I hear you. We're working on it. We're working on it. Rob, tell you what, Rob, on top of it, he told me yesterday afternoon, Bill, the play for Sunday night is Oregon. That's right, Oregon is the play. And, of course, he was right. Very, very chalky, the round of 32. Very chalky. I don't know how many of you fans will follow me on this one, but War Damn Eagle against North Carolina. I don't think they'll beat North Carolina, but War Damn Eagle. That's all I got to say. Allen, I believe, is next in line. What's up, Allen?
Well, Bill, you know I'm a conference man, so I can tell you four teams that I'll be pulling for this coming weekend.
I hear you, man.
I hear you. It's kind of like the preacher said, Bill. He said, all you Tennessee fans, he said, you need to put a little something extra in the plate. Said you owe it to the man.
How about that? Gave up a 25-point lead. Now, you're a Vol historian, Allen. You know your Vol football, basketball, et cetera. Have they ever given up a lead that big in any game that you know of?
Boy, I don't know. Bill, I tell you what, back when Coach Mears was running the show, the final score was usually about 46-42, so I don't think they could have given it up under him.
That's right. Not enough points to get.
Not enough points, exactly. Well, I tell you what, Bill, I want to get into a little something today, if I could, and a little something off kilter. Bringing up Georgia Tech, and I go back to when Georgia Tech was in the league, and you know, we kind of got sideways with the SEC, Georgia Tech did, and they decided to pull out. But let's analyze Georgia Tech's situation and tie it in to Nashville's situation, because I always thought this was coming. Back when Georgia Tech was in the league, Atlanta was growing, and pro sports was just starting to come into the Atlanta area. And personally, with few exceptions, pro sports coming into a town is the kiss of death for college athletics in that area. And I've just followed the decline of Georgia Tech athletics over the decades, when the Falcons and the Braves and the Thrashers and Hawks all came in. And Georgia Tech right now, Bill, they have more family in the stands for their spring game than they have other people there watching it. It's unbelievable. And how I tie it into Nashville is, Nashville's growing similar to how Atlanta was back in the 60s. And you look at Vanderbilt, and I tell you what, I'm an SEC fan, and I remember when the hottest ticket in town was a Vanderbilt men's basketball game. And now you look in the stands, and I think it's a product of the decline in the product, but it's also a product of the hockey team, of the football team, of Lower Broadway and everything going on there. And I just think that they are fighting a battle that I don't think has ever been won by a city that was on the rise like Nashville is right now. And to give you another example of this, go through Louisville quite often, and there's a group up there trying to bring in an NBA team.
Right.
And they're getting a lot of pushback right now from the University of Louisville people, because I think they know that they bring in an NBA team up there, and that's going to signal somewhat of a decline in the University of Louisville. You got a theory on what I just said?
No, I think you're on to something there. Now, with Vanderbilt, it's a combination. It's obviously a bad product, but you're right. Memorial Magic, I don't think, is ever returning. Now, they may have some good basketball teams in the future, depending on who they hire and all that stuff. But the actual support of Vanderbilt basketball and the Magic that they once had, I don't think is ever coming back. I think that's going to be something we could look back in history and point to and acknowledge and talk about. But they haven't had a crowd there that reminded us of back in the day and forever. And that doesn't just come back.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I tell you what, Bill, I think if Hardaway wouldn't have shown up in Memphis, I think the same thing would have, and it still may do it, because I don't look for him to stay long term. It's going to be great when he gets Wiseman next year, because, you know, that's the number one player in the country. But you know, there's just a trend there as cities grow and as the college being the big show in town ends up going to one of the side shows. And, Bill, I just want you to know that I did put a little something extra in the plate yesterday. So, go Vols.
There you go, Alan. Well, they pulled it out somehow. Again, regular season Rick blew I don't know. They didn't lose the game. So I don't know if blew a 25-point lead would be the appropriate way to describe it. But gave up a 25-point lead. Now, they did win it in overtime. Here's the other thing. Rick Barnes never put Admiral Schofield back in the game. He did not play the overtime period, which I think at times he is their best player. Grant Williams gets the notoriety, and he's good. But I think there are times when Schofield is their best player. There are times when Jordan Bode is their best player, who's a 6'1" 5'er. Yeah, I told you the story. I saw an Innsworth game. Bone was a senior, and there was a gangly freshman on the court who was about 6'9 at the time, 140 pounds or something. I mean, rail thin. That was James Wiseman, who is now ranked the number one player in America in the class of, 19. And he moved to Memphis to be down there with Penny. But and he's, listed 7 foot, whatever he is now, and totally different. Obviously, he's filled out, and he's put on about 3-4 inches, too, on that 6'9". And at the time, I didn't know who he was. I mean, I was just at a game to support Drew Maddox, and I remember there was just this long freshman who, frankly, it was an up-and-down kind of game, so it really wasn't his kind of night. He didn't excel in that particular style of play. But yeah, it turns out that's number one player. And I remember that night, I didn't think Jordan Bone was very good compared to being committed to Tennessee. Obviously he is. Watching him, I remember thinking, Tennessee took this guy? And then you look back and you say, yeah, they did, and he's good. Wolverine Dan, his team is advancing as well. What's up, Dan?
Well, I want to make this phone call, but also you got to understand, Gator Ron and Cecilia are very good friends of mine, and Gator Ron's actually the one that turned me on to your show, and I'm glad he did. I always appreciate him for that. Ron, you had a great season. You know, your team's up and coming, man. I was just thoroughly excited. And then one more thing. Matter of fact, he said that Gator Ron said that Black even made a comment about my coach. He likes my coach. And, you know, Black, if you're listening, hey, thanks. It's nice. I'm glad you said it. I appreciate it. All right, so let's move on to the game itself. I don't know, Bill. It's almost like it was like the game I wanted to see in football that didn't happen, and we got our butt kicked. So I guess it's sweet revenge in a way. If I had a choice between the two, I still would take the football, the victory there. But it's done with. It's over. But it's like Thanksgiving. You know, you eat your big meal. This game that I saw with the Wolverines just the other day, you're busting at the seams. You still push that pie in front of you. You still eat that one more piece of pie, and then you go sit at the chair or the couch, and you fall asleep. Bill, that's how I felt. It was so good. I mean, and Bill, the jams at the end, those power jams. Wow, they were just unbelievable. Taking off from the free throw line and just power jam, and I was pumped. So I don't know how you felt about it, but I was. And defensively, Bill, they look good. So what do you think?
Well, I mean, the my favorite part about Michigan is always your leadership. John Beilein's a winner. John Beilein's a Hall of Fame coach. And as long as you've got him, then I've got faith in your ability to advance in the tournament. I don't think you've got necessarily the best personnel, but you got good enough personnel to keep advancing. So it's going to be fun to watch.
Is there a way that we could possibly work out a deal where we can get them both at the U of M hospital? I'm speaking of Harbaugh and Beilein, and have a little blood transfusion. What do you think? Well, we could use some of Beilein right now.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Harbaugh's too stubborn. He wouldn't show up.
Oh, God. And that's the downfall for me. You know that, Bill. When he's Harbaugh's stubborn, and that's the downfall of the football team. I think that might happen. Don't you agree with that?
Well, they've invested a whole lot in that name and that brand, the Harbaugh brand, and they're paying him a lot of money. I don't know what it'll have to get to for him to eventually get run, but right now there's not a whole lot of faith. And it's mainly because of the Ohio State game. Now, there's some other hiccups along the way, but it's the Buckeye game. You can't go 0 for that game, and that's what he's doing.
Well, if he does it this year, and if he has a loss like he did last year, I don't know, Bill. I think there'd be a very good possibility. You know, I think the powers that be might say, yeah, you know, it's time to go, Jim. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm slightly skeptical still. They're hanging on because I'm wondering what they're thinking. I mean, if you run him, obviously, Michigan's an attractive job, so I'm not going to bring up the old who you're going to hire. I mean, Michigan's an attractive job, but who would be their target? I'm just wondering. I'm openly wondering.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I don't either. But you know what? That's still a couple months away. I should, Bill, for my own pleasure, I should just enjoy what happened. They played well. The tournament's, you know, I tell you, Bill, there's nothing better than this tournament. I don't know if they could do this in football, the same format, but I'll tell you, you got to admit, this college basketball playoffs is just the best.
I mean, I enjoy March Madness every year. So, yeah, I'm having fun with it. Regular season, not so much for basketball, but I do like this. Basketball, I don't care what level it is. It could be high school, whatever. It's a tournament sport. That's what it is.
Well, and one more thing before I leave, I still have the taste of those blueberry sausages at Commitness. That's how good they were. That buffet was killer, Bill. I'm telling you, y'all need to show up for this Commitness the second annual because it was off the hook.
See, appreciate you, Dan. Yep, give us a call. It was. Now, I didn't get to partake in it because I was on the air. That's changing. Commitments number two, I'm eating. I'm not skipping the breakfast this time. I'm definitely eating. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. PrimoSeats.com. Wherever you're going, if you're following your team, or if it's another event. Doesn't have to be a sporting event. It could be a concert. But sporting events, college or pro, concerts, whatever it might be. Primo Seats for all of your ticket needs. Use the name Bill is King. Bill is King. Use that name in the promo code box. That will get you a discount of about 5%. PrimoSeats.com. One more break here. Hour one going quick. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Still clearing a wreck with injuries on 13th and Broadway and a collision on 7th and Union in front of the Sheraton. A crash on 24 West toward 440 and on 440 West itself at Nolansville Pike. Watch for a wreck on I-40 West slowing the south loop. Mayumina, this electrifying and vibrant theatrical event features specially designed musical instruments and massive video art projections. Coming to TPAC March 27th. Get your tickets at TPAC.org. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR. Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. So forget about watching March Madness on your couch and get to the nearest Buffalo Wild Wings. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Nashville Predators on the road to the Minnesota Wild today. Nashville minus 120 on the money line of the Xcel Energy Center, where the total is 5.5. Predators 0-7 of the power play in their last five games. Tennessee will play in the Sweet 16 for the first time in 15 years. They open up as one-point favorites over Purdue in Louisville on Thursday at a South Region semifinal. Tennessee needed overtime to eliminate Iowa 83-77 as the Hawkeyes cover the eight-point spread by two. It was Tennessee up 25 but squandered that lead and needed overtime to advance.
For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hey folks, it's the man called Ant from my friend Wyatt, and I haul anything. When I had to move out of my old place, I turned to I haul anything because it's not just a name. I haul anything can help you with moving, office cleanouts, hauling brush or construction debris, cleaning garages, or hauling off junk furniture in Davidson County, Williamson County, and Dixon County. Call 615-499-2218 for a quote. Get it done on time, clean, and for a great price. 499-2218, or find them on Facebook. I haul anything. They work in Davidson, Williamson, and Dixon County.
Southern hospitality with a modern twist. Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel offers a farm-to-fork experience for breakfast, lunch, supper, and Sunday brunch. Kitchen Notes uses the freshest ingredients to create great food in a casual dining atmosphere. Don't miss Nashville's only award-winning biscuit bar, serving up a house-crafted sweet, savory, buttermilk, and gluten-free biscuit every day. Try our award-winning patty melt or the grilled pimento cheese sandwich with a side of house-made Tennessee honey slaw, and dessert is always a must in our house. Whether it's in the main dining room or two of our private dining rooms, be sure to make Kitchen Notes part of your downtown Nashville experience. Check out Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville. For reservations, call 615-761-3700. Complimentary Valet parking is always available.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan Forecast. Well, this morning, a cloudy sky, clouds and showers today, the high 64. Stray shower this evening, clearing later tonight, low 38. Tuesday, sunny, high 58. Sunny Wednesday, high 66. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
Nashville Hotel. A lot happening on Twitter. Bama Willie says Bill Washington finished the season with one win over a Power 5 team, and that was Oregon. He says, I still don't understand how they got in. Auburn beat them by 22 as well. Yeah, I that was the one big miscalculation for me. I mean, big miscalculation. I really thought Washington, and I don't know what led me to that thought, now that I have revisionist thinking or a revisionist view, I don't know what led me to think that. That game, I mean, North Carolina basically toyed with them. You folks realize that John Higgins, the ref who basically facilitated North Carolina in their matchup with Kentucky a couple of years ago in the Elite Eight, was reffing the North Carolina game yesterday. Now, again, not that it mattered. Didn't matter who's reffing it. North Carolina killed him, but I found that ironic. Let me get Scott, OKC. What is up, Scott?
Well, Bill, I think my Sooners did about as well as I could have hoped. You know, Virginia is too powerful for us. That's a team I think could go all the way. As a matter of fact, it's the team that I picked to win it all in my brackets. Something I wanted to ask you about, I just now turned on the radio, so you may have already touched base on this, but in that Duke UCF game, there at the end, where Taco got his fifth foul and fouled out.
Right.
I've watched that play over and over again, and that could have either been a charge or a blocking foul before he went up for that shot.
Correct.
But nothing was called, which enabled him to go up and you know, of course, make the shot and get the fifth foul. I think that, to me, that was just a terrible call by the officials. To me, that was a charge. But even if they would have called a blocking foul, something should have been called right there before he went up for the shot. And I'm just curious to get your like I said, you may have already touched base on this.
No worries.
I'm sorry.
It's worth getting into. Yeah, I thought Duke got by with so much there. I mean, basically, Zion Williamson is allowed to barrel through there like he's an Alabama running back, okay? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And there were several calls down the stretch, that one being one of them, that was facilitated in Duke's way. They were so lucky down the stretch. I mean, you cannot draw it up with more luck than they had there. UCF had every reason to win that freaking ball game. Makes me sick the way they protect Duke and North Carolina for that matter. But again, North Carolina's game yesterday was not close, so that wasn't the case with them.
Yeah, I really feel that was a charge. But like I say, either way, you could have called the blocking foul there. That shot should have never been allowed to count.
So, you blew a tire going down Mont Eagle. I was looking at your Facebook post. I'm glad you're okay.
I blew two tires coming down Mont Eagle, and they were both okay. You know, on a tractor trailer, you've got.
Hey Scott, there's the music. Can you hold for a few minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scott's gonna hold. We'll be back. Omni.